Residents of Agoro sub-county in Lamu District want answers from security authorities on how to keep their property, especially livestock, safe from raiders. The population on Uganda side of the border believes looters come from South Sudan under the cover of darkness. They claim Lango-speaking militia sneak into Uganda from Imotong state of South Sudan. They blame their local authorities for failing to protect them and their property from the group they claim has distressed the entire county. They request the resident district commissioner, a man in charge of the security, to reinforce the military detach in the area by increasing the number of security personnel by a significant amount. Raiders have been to the county several times and usually taking off with more than just animals, according to residents. Speaking to their security in charge in a community gathering, Grace Akongo echoes the words of majority residents of Ngachino village, and she is angry. She says the militiamen don't only steal livestock, they steal foodstuffs like simsim, groundnut, plus other harvested crops too. She demands this seemingly endless situation stops immediately. She does not want to lose anything else anymore, she says. Everyone else here is disappointed. All they want is enough protection from their leaders. Noel Kawor Ocheng, also a resident of Ngachino village, witnessed one of the incidents. He says two armed raiders were bold enough to attack his village at 6 p.m. The two stole 9 cows and no one, not even security, tried to deter them, he quarrels. Just like Grace, Noel is angry with his leaders. The residents think authorities are taking too long to respond. Agoro Sub-County Local Council 3 chairperson is well aware of the robberies that have thrown his residents into panic. Dennis adds that 127 goats were stolen between February and March by armed thugs. But he says he cannot do much to help. All he can do is forwarding the matter to the authorities above him and try to involve authorities on the other side of the border too. Dennis reports reached the resident district commissioner of Lamuo, James Nabinson Kidega. James thinks his security is doing the best to avert the problem. However, he puts the blame on a vast porous border between the two neighbor countries and that his security can hardly be everywhere at the same time. The officer promises to deploy extra forces soon, though. He thinks local defense unit of a few hundreds may provide a solution for the time being. The new forces, however, will be deployed in two sub-counties of Agoro and Madiope that are heavily affected. Meanwhile, the governor of Torit State in eastern Equatoria, Tobiolo Alberio Romo, has already received the outcry of the neighboring population. He does not only condemn the acts. He says he will do whatever he can to end the raids.
And there's those who are dealing in cattle, that side of Okilok. There are Ugandans there, whoever they are cousins in the other side of Lagos. They are also the one doing all those. So these are the issues that are happening. And we have returned a good number of cattle. Maybe some that are not reported, but most of the cattle we have recovered and we return back.
My name is Lillian Ochoa.